Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and we're going to be talking about higher consciousness and numbers as well. A very interesting show on living and working with the magic of the universe. And to help us do a better job of that, we have the author of two books that I've really enjoyed reading and understanding, they're fascinating. One is I See Your Dream Job, and the other is I See Your Soulmate. So obviously we're going to be talking with a seer, and it'll be very interesting to hear what she sees and knows and how she works with all of this and with numbers. So to do that, I want to introduce the author and our guest, Sue Frederick. Sue, welcome. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Hi.
It's wonderful to be on your show.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you could join us. And I'm very interested to talk with you about your fascinating abilities and how you've been helping people for quite a while using your ability, your intuitive abilities, and also working with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that you put them together, and yet they are two separate things. One is that you tap into a higher consciousness, right?
Right.
And then the numbers you work with in addition to that.
Well, the way I look at it is that Pythagoras created this great number system for us, you know, in 580 BC, but he didn't just say numbers were about quantity. He said they had an energy to them, a spiritual meaning. And I use that number system he created as my gateway into connecting with a person's divine lifetime, what they're all about, what their mission is, what they came here to do. And you can think of it as the way some people might use a tarot card or something like that to connect with a person's journey. That's how I use the numbers.
Right. There are a lot of divining tools.
Mm-hmm.
I work with a human design system.
Right, right. Another great example, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And there are so many others, and astrology is another one.
Exactly, yep.
And so there's magic. There's been a TV show that I really enjoyed called Touch, and that's so much about the deep connection that we have to numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are using this very successfully in helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about how you got into this.
Well, I noticed that you went to school at Tulane in New Orleans, right?
Yes.
Well, I was born and raised in New Orleans, and my mother came from a long line of Creole women with the sight.
Uh-huh.
And she married my dad in New Orleans, who was from an Irish family, and they also have their own version of the sight. And so growing up, it wasn't unusual to hear my relatives talking about, oh, I knew the phone was going to ring, and then the phone rang, and just their intuition was always just a big part of their accepted, you know, view of life. And so that it felt very natural to me, and I always had dreams that came true as a child, and I could always hear people's thoughts and feelings. But as I grew up, I figured out, gee, that wasn't going to make me very popular in high school in the 50s. So I started trying to just fit in and be like everyone else. And as we do, you know, doubting my gifts, doubting who I really was. And it took me, really, I guess my big wake-up call was in 1979 when my husband died in my arms from cancer, and we were both very young. And it was just a very big, painful reinvention moment of me. And I also know that your father died when you were young and had the same impact on you, where I wanted to say, well, where did my husband go? How does this universe work? And I think it was similar for you, right?
Yes.
And so that launched me on a journey of spiritual exploration and discovery that brought me here 30-something years later.
It's so fascinating. And it's interesting to me that you came from a culture that, a family culture that understood that. And And I had the opposite, where actually nobody understood me. I was very different. and finally, I found my role in life later on, and it was so great to see that. And you talk about that in your book, I See Your Dream Job. You really talk about how important it is to find our true roles. Mm-hmm. And really to work with those gifts. And what I like about your books is that they're also workbooks.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps to analyze ourselves as well as having been able to get help from you and your vision for them.
Well, you know, the way I look at it is everybody here on planet Earth who's alive and breathing has come here with a great soul mission, a great gift inside of them to bring to the world through their work. And if we could all begin to really embrace that idea and look at work as our expression of our true self, our true gift, right now work as making money and the economy is our priority, and it's a very left brain view of the world. And that left brain view has brought us where we are today, good and bad, and to a big consciousness shift that's happening where people can no longer have the job they hate and just take the paycheck and the benefits and spend 85% of their waking hours at a job that is not about their gifts and who they are. I think years ago, maybe 20 years ago, that was still okay. Now consciousness has shifted so much that people are saying, I can't do this anymore. This job is making me sick. Or they're getting fired or laid off and finally having to say, wait a minute, who am I really? What's inside of me? What did I come to do? And how do I make my living from that?
Right. And now there's not as large an establishment of fixed businesses and jobs in the world.
Right.
So we're more on our own.
And I think that's really good because, you know, the old paradigm was I'm going to find a corporate job that pays me well and I'll be safe and taken care of for the rest of my life. I never have to grow or change or evolve or step out of my comfort zone. And, you know, my father grew up in that paradigm and that world doesn't exist anymore. And people who are still looking for that kind of security, they keep getting their heart broken.
Right. And so that's why this is important for them to understand themselves in a larger way.
Right. And I work with clients every day, many clients from Manhattan. I have a huge group of clients and students from Manhattan who had those big banking jobs, those big corporate jobs, and everything changed, and they went through a huge reinvention point. And they all know inside of themselves that there was something else they were always meant to do. And it's just a matter of moving through the fear and the self-doubt, embracing that different path, and then finding the ways to make it successful. You know,
right.
If we can be successful at something that we're not here to do for a living, that we're not, is not our gift, we can, of course, be successful at something that is the reason we're here on Earth, that is our gift.
Well, I also feel that it's valuable to make mistakes and to find
right.
out who we're not.
Yeah, and that is the way we mostly learn, I think.
Right.
Like through relationships that don't work, through careers that don't work, and then we go, that is not me. You know, I followed the advice of everybody about what the good job was, and gee, it nearly killed me. Now I'm going to listen to my own inner voice, my own intuition.
Right, and when it happens, and we can't judge when it's supposed to happen or not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a lot of people come to me and complain about the timing of their life. And I
timing
always,
is always in divine order, you know.
That's exactly the words I use, and I keep reminding people that it's all working out. And
in your favor.
It's only our minds, our egos, that measure things in negative ways.
Exactly.
And because we don't always see the big picture. And,
right.
And that's why it's also helpful to use all these tools.
Exactly. And, you know, Peter, I was a single mom with a four-year-old daughter, a mortgage to pay, no one helping me financially. When my journalism career crashed and burned, it was the crash and burn of the dot-com world in 1999, 2000, and I had moved from newspapers to magazines to VP of content for natural health websites. And I was paid a lot of money, given all these stock shares, made all these promises, thought, gee, I'll be able to support my daughter and everything. And the whole world crashed, and I couldn't get another job. And it was in that moment of dark despair, you know, what do I do now? My daughter doesn't want to lose her home, and I have to give her a good life, and how am I going to do this? That I really said, you know, the only thing I know to be true about myself is that I am intuitive. I see the great potential in people. I have a spiritual perspective that helps people. I've always given away that sort of guidance for free. Now I have to use it as my career. And everybody around me said, it's not going to work. You're going to lose your home. They even said, they're going to take your child away from you. And I was like, well, this is the only way I know how to move forward. And all these years later, my kid is now a happy child going to Vassar College. And I can say that by following my passion and giving it 200% of my effort, I am here today with several best-selling books and a great career, and it's my true work.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I didn't have to climb out of the pits, although sometimes I thought I was doing that. But I did successfully own a manufacturing company for a number of years, for about 12 years. And I got bored of it because I'd love to do this kind of work.
Right.
And it turned out that there were so many people who needed me. There was such demand that I had to sell the company and mm-hmm. start doing this full time.
That's wonderful. So your calling was made very clear to you.
Well, I don't really identify with being an eight.
Except, Peter, let me explain what it means, really. It means that you're here to own your power physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. And from looking at your life story, you've been an athlete, right? You've
yes.
learned how to make money from your gift. You've come into emotional awareness and consciousness. You have owned your power in every area of your life.
I have. That's true. And it's worked for me. And I've been able to support my family all these years.
Right.
And it's amazing. And I always just thank the universe all the time for for supporting me, because I mm-hmm. believe that when we're doing our work, we do get the support that we need.
I agree.
And so
I agree.
I've had that. And yet when I look at it, what an eight is, and I think people should become familiar with numerology, because there are purposes to each number in our lives. And we can understand ourselves better.
And the way I think your birth path number helps you, you know, you knowing that you're on the path of the eight means that every lesson that came to you in this journey for you was about learning to embrace your power and bring it to the world boldly, even when that might have not felt easy.
I didn't think I had a choice.
Right. And then eventually get to such success that you're able to empower others. You know, Paul Newman is my favorite example of an eight path like you. And look what he did with his salad dressing, right?
Sure.
You know, that's a perfect eight-path journey well lived.
Right. And I've also done it without remuneration, mm-hmm. building the New York City Marathon and helping to establish the whole running world.
And empowering people to own their physical power, you know.
I'd love that.
Exactly right. And you know what's so funny, Peter, is that I've worked with a lot of athletes, and I'm even really good friends with a man who started a company called Qi Running that's all about using your energy to run and without injury. He's an eight path, just like you. And he's built a whole empire on that business. So you guys are very similar, and that eight for you, really, you've lived it well. You've lived it beautifully.
Well, I don't know, because as my wife says, the only thing about money and power is that you worry about it.
Well, it is going to be something on the table all the time, you know. It's just part
right.
of the lesson of your journey.
Right. And then I married a nine.
An old, wise soul.
Yes. And
here to save the world.
Well, when she met me, she was in the corporate world and from a fairly white bread, middle America family, and nobody understood why she would pick me. And then she turns out to become a priestess.
Oh, I love that.
She's wonderful.
That is a beautiful story, an example of an old soul really stepping into that higher consciousness role of a nine path, sharing that spiritual wisdom with the world.
Yeah. And she never doubted that I was the right person for her, in the midst of everybody telling her, no, no. So we've been together for 34 years now. So
that is a beautiful story.
Well, these numbers are important, and I focus on other systems, mm-hmm. and yet I've always seen this like hovering over, saying, "Yeah, there's real value there," mm-hmm. and so we all drawn to something from other lifetimes or who
exactly.
knows where that we. We know that, you know, when you saw numbers, you knew that this was home for you.
Yeah, you know, I got it was a gift for me because my husband had just died. I was 29. I was devastated. And a girlfriend said, I want to give you a gift of a numerology reading. And this numerologist who'd never met me before sat down and explained my journey to me as well as my husband who had just departed. And it put my life back in place. I suddenly had a completely new perspective on my life. And that conversation changed my life. And I had already been to therapists and grief counselors. Nothing touched my soul the way that reading did. And that was in 1980, 1979. And I became obsessed then with studying the numbers, of course, of everyone I knew. And I did it all the way through my lifetime, except I never would get paid for it, right? I would give it away. I would take people out to dinner and explain their journey
right.
to them.
That's how I started, too.
Right.
I was giving it away, and everyone said, what can I do for you in return? I said, well, just tell me how well you're doing from this.
Right. And people would say, you know, well, can't I pay? Like, I had a girlfriend who would say, that reading was worth $500. I should be paying you for that, you know. And I go, oh, no, just take me out to dinner. And so when I hit my dark night of the soul, I went, the universe has been trying to tell me for years that that's who I'm supposed to be. And me and my pitiful self, I call everybody's limited consciousness our pitiful selves, my pitiful self wanted to be accepted as a conventional person in the world and not be the spiritual guidance, intuitive person. And when I finally just let that go and said, I don't care if anybody loves me again or not, I have to be who I am, everything changed.
It's amazing. And the world has changed around it.
Exactly.
You know, when we started, there wasn't much of this out there as there is now.
Well, when I started this, I invented the term career intuitive, and nobody had ever heard of that, you know, and everybody said, those words don't go together. What are you talking about? And nowadays, you're right. I mean, even mainstream television is filled with intuitives and mediums. It's a whole shift of consciousness.
Right, yeah. I was once interviewed to be on some psychic show on MTV.
Wow.
And I had to do it by giving a reading to the producer.
Wow.
And he said I was the best reading of all the people that they were interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, do you know anybody who can do this like you, but like 30 years younger?
Oh, that must have broken your heart.
No, it was all right. I understood it. You know, it's like too bad you guys can't see that it's not about age.
Exactly. I know. I always think that, too. I think, you know, boy, I could be on TV doing readings for people, except that I'm 62, and I'm sure no TV producer is going to look at me and go, yeah, that's a hit show.
I saw a video of you. You look fine.
Well, I do for our generation, you know, okay. Peter. But for the people who are 20-something, I don't.
Right, exactly. But they have their new universal geniuses. They have their very mm-hmm. spiritual people who are amazing. I work with a lot of young people
yep.
who are so profound.
And, I agree.
And the only thing that I think that they miss is that they haven't had enough life experience to be mm-hmm. able to interpret so much of their spirituality in terms of being grounded to help others work through their difficulties.
I agree. And these young kids have grown up in such a different world than we grew up in. So much pressure on them. You know, I always tell my daughter, she's a freshman at Vassar, I say, you know, you've got to follow your gift and your passion, even though everybody's going to tell you it's all about making money. And all of her friends have had so much pressure to go study something that's not who they are because of the economic pressure of the world. And I believe that in 1970, there was not that kind of financial economic pressure put on us.
Well, I come from 1960.
And that was a different world.
Yeah, that was a very different world. And yeah. But I have young, well, they're not that young anymore. I have a 26-year-old son and a 30-year-old son. Mm-hmm. And they are definitely living in their hearts. Not that they were guided by me to do that. Mm-hmm. But I know they're human designs, and mm-hmm. they can't help but living
right,
that.
Right, right.
And so my young son is born to be an entrepreneur,
ah.
and he's working on all these business plans.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I'd love to see it. And so that's another thing about working with these tools, and not only for ourselves, but what it shows about everyone else, too, because mm-hmm. in your books, you teach about how to use the numbers. And so people can work with
right.
these numbers and pull up any, as long as they know someone's birth date,
yep.
then they can know their numbers.
And, you know, that helps people in a job when they're not getting along with somebody. They can go and look at that person's path and understand how they might be able to get along better if they understand the sole mission of that person that they're working with. And in relationships, you have to know your partner's sole mission, why they're here, in order to love them fully, and especially our children. You know, I've been talking to my kids about their paths and their journeys and watching them stumble along the way and then find their way on this path that they've each chosen, and that has helped them so much to understand their journey. And when we look at everyone's life around us that way, it's just a gift of enlightenment. Instead of then thinking, oh, that person is misbehaving or something, you think, oh, that person is struggling with that part of their path where they have to learn this lesson.
Well, luckily, a lot of people understand the value, the importance of our birth date and how it
right.
can be used with so many tools, with astrology, with human design, with numerology.
Yep.
It's amazing. I'm actually starting a new healing program that I was downloaded with from the universe using our birth dates.
Wow.
And how magical they are. So
mm-hmm.
they're actually almost like our signature in the universe.
I agree. I mean, our soul chooses the exact moment of entry. You know, doesn't matter if the doctor scheduled in the C-section. You were guiding the doctor's hand to put that date in the calendar.
Well, it's all in divine order.
Right.
And it's wonderful to help people the way you are. I mean, it's a relief to so many people, too.
It is, yep.
And you use your intuition a lot, not only numbers, but you have, and you teach a lot about intuition through dreaming.
Right, right. I've always had profound dreams. I think everyone does. I've just never had that ability to forget them when I wake up. They've always been very clear to me. And I've had lots of visits from departed loved ones and even departed loved ones of my clients in my dreams. And I go to my dreams for spiritual nourishment and guidance. And I teach people, I train intuitive coaches how to use my system of intuitively connecting, dreaming for guidance and using numbers. And it's a system that I think anyone can learn.
Well, I think so. And I don't know to the degree that everyone's talented in different ways.
Right.
And you attract people who are excited about what you do because innately they have those abilities.
That's exactly right. Yep.
And we all attract different people for different purposes.
Yep.
It's all in divine order. I mean, it's wonderful. I always think that, and I believe that we have our guides out there who are helping us.
Absolutely.
Work our way, and they attract us to different people and different circumstances that are correct for us.
In my dreams, I am often taught Many things. I've been taught about the numbers for years through my dreams, where I am with standing with a guide behind me, and that guide is pointing to something and explaining how it relates to a number. And I feel like I go to school at night when I dream, and then when I go back to work with a client the next day, I have an even richer intuitive connection with their path, and I'm so grateful for that.
Yes, and I do believe that we do go to school at night. We just don't know it.
That's right.
And there are a lot of things that happen, and so people shouldn't be so self-conscious about how conscious they are or not of their spiritual life.
Right. I mean, we all have a spiritual life. It's like breathing. You can't be here and not have a spiritual life, because you're a spiritual being on a journey, not a body or a physical being. We're all souls on a journey.
Right. And you are such an inspiration for that. And the work you're doing has such heart in it, because you see the results of it. You see how it changes people's hearts.
Well, I'm so grateful that every day I get to work with clients, and at the end of the session, they are just speechless. They're going, this is life-changing, and I get to go, thank you, Divine Universe, for channeling it in through me to help this person.
Exactly. That's how it works for me, too. I just love intuition, because I always say to people, I don't know anything.
Right.
I just sit here and I hear it all and I pass
exactly.
it on.
Exactly. I mean, I'll have a client come back to me a month later and go, why did you say such and such? And I'll go, first of all, I don't remember much of what I said.
Right.
It wasn't coming from me.
Right.
And second of all, I would never be able to find a logical reason for why I said something, because it came into my intuition, my right brain. And it's strange. I'll run into people in the grocery store and I can't remember them because I wasn't in that left brain state when I was working with them.
Right. And a lot of the times people come in with problems that if my mind had to figure it out, it just can't.
Right.
And they can't either.
Right.
And then we draw on higher consciousness and all of a sudden we have an incredible solution.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So we're running late in the show, and I wanted to make sure everybody knows how to find you.
Okay. They can come to my website, suefrederick.com, and that'll direct them to my main website.
Right. FREDERICK.com. Right. And you have your books there, and they can find your books in stores.
I see your soulmate, and I see your dream job.
Yeah. Wonderful. And where are you located?
I'm in Boulder, Colorado, but I work with clients from all over the world by phone.
Of course. It's a non-local talent.
That's right.
That's wonderful. Sue Frederick, it's been so great to talk with you.
Well, it's wonderful to talk with you. I feel like we're old friends.
Yes. Well, we're both on the same path, and maybe we know each other out on other dimensions.
Probably do.
Yeah, I think so. So thanks so much for being
Thank
a guest
so
on
much.
Energy Stew.
Thank you.
Sure. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. Still lots of classes going on in New York, and all kinds of fun things are happening. I'm starting this new healing program. Everything is going strong, and look forward to hearing from you. So thank you so much for listening.